USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Michael Cohen, the president's former lawyer who publicly turned on his ex-boss while under investigation, reported to federal prison on Monday for his three-year sentence. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Michael Cohen saying as he entered that he hopes injustice and lies at the helm of our country will be a thing of the past by the time he gets out.
There still remains much to be told, and I look forward to the day that I can share the truth.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is warning Russia against militarizing the Arctic region.
13,000 people have been killed due to Russia's ongoing aggressive action in Ukraine. And just because the Arctic is a place of wilderness does not mean it should become a place of lawlessness. It need not be the case.
The secretary speaking from Finland, where he's attending an Arctic Council conference, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
A fragile ceasefire appears to be holding between Israel and Gaza terror groups after a weekend of almost constant attacks and counterattacks. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
At least 600 rockets were fired into Israeli territory, leaving 4 civilians dead and dozens of others injured. Israeli Defense Forces countered the attacks, striking 40 of what they called Hamas terror targets. Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Jonathan Conricus tells us this information must be shared.
We don't see this getting out, and we don't see what we think would be the proper outcry at this outrageous attempt to kill Israeli civilians by terrorist organizations from the Gaza Strip.
On his way to prison, President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, had some not-so-kind things to say about the president.
The country will be in a place without xenophobia, injustice, and lies at the helm of our country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Former Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach says the Department of Homeland Security must stop the madness of the expanded catch-and-release policy that has allowed more than 161,000 border crossers and illegal aliens to be released in the United States since December. Kobach also tells Fox News.
We just got news that April was another record month, recent record, of more than 100,000 people apprehended at the border. So we've got 2 months in a row with over 100,000, so they're continuing to come. There's no more bed space at the detention centers, so we have got to address this crisis, because what's happening is most of them are making fraudulent claims of asylum. They have no basis for it, but they claim it. And then They're being turned loose in the United States and said, come back in 6 years for your hearing. And in the meantime, we're giving out work permits to most of them. So we've got to stop giving out these permits, and food stamps, by the way. We've got to stop giving out the benefits, and we've got to stop turning people loose in the United States who probably have no basis for claiming asylum.
And as far as testing the DNA of families who turn themselves in at the border, Kobach believes.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. We have seen many, many cases where it's discovered after the fact that either the coyotes put together this minor with this person who's an adult, or they came in, they conspired together when they left the home country. But yeah, there are all kinds of fraudulent claims, not only of asylum, but fraudulent claims that the minor belongs to some sort of family unit.
You can always find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.